From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. President Obama will address the nation regarding Afghanistan on Tuesday night from the West Point Military Academy in New York State. The administration has brushed aside criticism that it has taken too long to decide on an Afghanistan strategy. The president did say yesterday that he plans to finish the job of denying the Taliban, Al-Qaeda, and other militant groups the ability to operate from Afghanistan. The Bush administration had turned its attention shortly after the 9/11 attack from Afghanistan, where the attacks were planned, to Iraq, which had no connection to the attacks. The reclusive leader of the Taliban, which the U.S. ousted from power in Afghanistan, has issued a message calling on Afghans not to cooperate with the government of President Hamid Karzai. There's more evidence today that the U.S. economy continues to improve slowly. The number of new jobless claims fell last week to their lowest level in 14 months. NPR's Jim Zaroli reports.
The Labor Department said new unemployment claims fell to 466,000. It's the first time since January they've dipped below a half million. The numbers suggest that the economy is still losing jobs, but at a much slower pace than earlier this year. At the same time, the Commerce Department said consumer spending rose 0.7 percentage point in October after falling the month before. Consumers spent somewhat more on big manufactured items like appliances and cars. But overall, orders for durable goods fell because of a big drop in defense spending. Some analysts have expressed fears that the U.S. economy could head back into recession after growing last quarter for the first time in more than a year and a half. But the latest data should help quell those concerns. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.
And the Commerce Department says sales of new homes rose last month by 6% from September. Two suspected Irish Republican Army dissidents have been arrested in Northern Ireland. They allegedly tried to kill an undercover policeman last week. Larry Miller has more from London.
The two men were arrested after Saturday's ambush of a policeman in the northwest town of Garrison in Northern Ireland. They've been charged with attempted murder and possessing firearms. One of them's also been charged with using his gun to avoid arrest. It's been reported the gunmen were targeting a Catholic man who'd recently joined a police reconnaissance unit. The attack came on the same day that IRA dissidents left a 400-pound car bomb outside Belfast police headquarters. The bomb caught fire but did not explode. There's been an increase in violence by Catholic dissidents who oppose the power-sharing peace process between the province's Catholics and Protestants. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
Stocks are up. The Dow Industrials up 24 points at 10,457. The Nasdaq up 6. This is NPR News. The United Nations effort to push a Rwandan Hutu-led militia from the Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo is being described as a failure. NPR's Gwen Tompkins reports.
For several months now, the United Nations has been working alongside the Congolese army to vanquish a Rwandan Hutu militia called the Democratic Forces for the Liberation of Rwanda. The militia is more popularly known by its French acronym, FDLR, and its leaders have been linked to the 1994 genocide in Rwanda. But a group of experts commissioned by the UN to study the operation has found that the FDLR is still thriving in eastern Congo. The militia controls valuable mines in the region, and it's still exporting minerals illegally to international companies. But then so are many of the other militias that are operating in eastern Congo, as well as some units of the army. That region is both blessed and cursed with unimaginable mineral wealth, which has made it a battleground of competing interests. And each group preys on the civilian population. Gwen Tompkins, NPR News, Nairobi.
Today's the busiest day of the year for travel, but airlines are not benefiting as more consumers turn to train and automobile travel this Thanksgiving weekend. Travel analyst Douglas Quinby of Focusrite Market Research says that's consistent with a trend.
There was a huge push away from air travel this year and a focus on close-to-home drive-to destinations. In fact, many drive-to destinations were actually doing very well in 2009.
AAA estimates 38 million people will travel this long weekend in the U.S., most of them by car. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.